You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Eusebius is on Twitter at Eusebius.
25 minutes before noon, those of you who are asking, of course, we will podcast as we always do, the Entrepreneur Corner. And how stunning was Letabo Motsoaledi? So inspirational. Knows her stuff. Keep on slaying. Black woman slaying. Absolutely love it in fields where they're not supposed to. If you know, the masculinity and racism that often seeps through corporate is to be believed. And there also a lovely tweet congratulating her from Anthony Farr. She, of course, is one of the Ellen Gray Orbis bright ones. And I agree with you, Anthony. She did extremely, extremely well. And hopefully the business will go from strength to strength. Also on that second hour topic today, when we debated the DA with Prince Mashele and Sithembile Mbete, we will, of course, also podcast that. In fact, we've already done so. And I've just tweeted it. If you just check my timeline at Eusebius, you've seen that I've tweeted it. And I'm sure we will also retweet it on the Cape Talk and Radio 702 handles. 24 minutes before noon.
Eusebius Mackayser on 702 and Cape Talk.
Now, amidst everything that's going on in the news cycle, which is crazy at the moment, we wanted to start, and I suspect we'll probably have to have several proper starts, to discuss and debate an interesting set of documents that the ANC has released ahead of its 2017 National Policy Conference. You will, of course, know that the ANC takes stock of what needs to be rethought potentially in terms of the organization, but also in terms of the state. And we want to systematically work through some of these documents so that you have an understanding of what it is that this mid-year conference will be about, and also then actually getting into some of the proposals, which are fascinating. And joining me on the line to kickstart this segment, we'll probably do a weekly, we'll see how we get on and take some of the more interesting ones that you are interested in every week and speak to different ANC politicians, analysts about the documents, is Ayanda Dlodlo, who is the chairperson of the Legislature and Governance Subcommittee of the ANC. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much. How are you
doing? I'm very well, thank you. I know we struggled to get you on, but I really appreciate the time. We'll keep it to about...
My apologies.
That's okay. I know you're extremely busy. Maybe just at a high level, because the news cycle is so busy, just explain to the public what the mid-year conference is about, what these documents are meant to enable in the period leading up to that conference.
You see, but you will remember that on the weekend we launched and we released a set of policy discussion documents, and one of which was legislature and governance one. Mm. What that means is that, in a sense, the public, through platforms like the one that you are offering, have an opportunity to engage on what these documents actually spell out. And we also then also have an opportunity as the ANC to take those engagements into account as we refine these policy documents. Hmm. On the policy documents themselves individually, we have a proposed set of questions or issues for discussion, which then goes to the branches for them just as a guide. They could go out of that guideline, but there are sets of questions that we've put together and issues that we've put together for to guide the process of discussion on this. It's not only at the type of platforms that you offer, and also at a branch level that these discussions will ensue. We're now going to be starting, for instance, my subcommittee is meeting, the technical team is meeting on Friday to put together a list of stakeholders that we would like to engage in our sector. So we will then start calling meetings with the interest groups, with experts on issues around governance that will give their input. And that will shape the final documentation that we will take to the policy conference in June. Now, out of the June process, it still also is a process of refining what we have started now, which after all of these processes, this then will go to the December conference and will be adopted as policies of the African National Congress.
Mm. Now, I mean, anyone who's got a vague interest in politics should read these documents, Ayanda. I think they are fascinating. They are lit, as the young ones would say. And I think people often think policy is boring, but some of the stuff in here is remarkable. So, for example, and I know that this is the one that so far is being highlighted, and unfairly because it's a very detailed document, but one of the proposals here is, quote-unquote, to locate all planning functions, expertise, and resources in order to address inequity and poverty through cogency of all organs of state in a potential Department for State Policy and Planning. I just want to slow down the conversation here. One only fixes something if it is broken. What is broken that whoever came up with this particular suggestion is trying to fix?
You would remember, Eusebius, that in 2009, government through a planning, national planning, through the National Planning Commission, embarked on a diagnostic audit on what the problems are with respect to the architecture of the state and how it delivers. There was a diagnostic report that came out of that. Consultations were held with the public based on the diagnostic. And after that, all of the challenges that had been identified were then recorded. In our chapter that speaks to the administration, they spoke about unevenness in the state capacity. They spoke about the capacity of the state and its capabilities to perform, that they were weak. They spoke about issues around incoherence in the system and lack of proper coordination and planning, and quite a number of things. But one of the issues that they raised was that there needs to be a head of government, a head of the administration, and mooted two possibilities. That head could either be probably the DG of the Department of Public Service and Administration or the DG of the presidency.
Mm.
Now, we do not have, as a department, the type of powers that the presidency has. And we are mulling over this thing. But what we then said now I'm talking about the department. I've now suddenly worn a different cap. But we then in the ANC then said, let's look at this thing in its totality. The National Development Plan, the performance of government through the various documents that we have in place, through the various audits that have been performed, where exactly lies the problem?
Mm.
The problem in our view is that, in agreement with what the diagnostic audit of the National Development Planning Commission came up with, was that there isn't coherence, there isn't coordination. And that is the bulk of the problem. Now,
it raises the question of why now? And there are two sentences that appear here that I don't know whether Comrade Jeff will be happy with you. And let me quote from this paper. There is clear evidence of sufficient policy provision developed and adopted by the ANC. And I agree, my goodness, we have more policies than we have chisanyamas in this country.
Exactly.
But then the next sentence is, you are subtweeting someone. The missing link is coordinated planning and execution of the policies. Are you saying that Jeff, in charge of monitoring and evaluation, has been dull as dishwater, not getting it right?
No. Not that. I'm not subtweeting anybody. Don't be mischievous. That's why I bring to this conversation a chronology of events as to how we got to what we are saying as the LNG.
Mm.
Of course, I can tell you that Jeff's department needs a lot of capacity. And it's not because Jeff is not doing his job, but it is because of the way that we are configured. He can't just plan and it ends there. He needs to make sure that as he plans, resource allocation is available to him at the click of a button. He needs to be sure that issues relating to not just monitoring and evaluation, but the planning cycle resides around there. Now, the genesis of this whole planning commission and the NDP comes from the presidency. At the end of the day, whether we like it or not, the center of government is the presidency.
I want to ask you just...
It can't be located anywhere else.
Mm.
Now, when we talk about the inefficiencies, we talk about inefficiencies in allocation. We talk about inefficiencies in planning. We talk about in programming. We talk about inefficiencies that are technical in their nature.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is not just about looking at where we place certain things uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
It is really informed by the findings of the National Planning Commission and also in a quest to effectively deliver on the National Development Plan. So it's really wanting us to move away from how we did things in the past, but learning as well from other systems around the world. Within the OECD countries, some of the Asian countries and their competencies and efficiencies in their system. So it's informed by a whole host of things, but anchoring itself on the diagnostic of the National Planning Commission.
Okay, just two...
That is between 2009 and 2012 when the National Development Plan was adopted and launched.
Okay, my apologies. I wasn't trying to interrupt. I know you've got to get back to a meeting. Just two questions, and we'll come back to some of the detail in future. I mean, this intrigues me. I'd love to have an hour with you, Ayanda. But two quick questions for now. Firstly, the other interesting conversation, and this keeps recurring as we march further away from 1994, is some concern. Now, this isn't policy. It is obviously up for debate. That's why you have it out in the public space.
Sure.
Around the cooperative governance model, in particular, provincial government. What is the intuition here? Is the intuition that perhaps the three-tier system of government has unintended inefficiencies?
Truly speaking, Eusebius, and I think if you were to cast your mind back to all of the problems that we experience, they do speak to inefficiencies in the system because of lack of planning that is streamlined at that level.
Mm.
Now, the many competencies that provinces have and the competencies that local government has and the planning cycles of governments that do not speak to one another is a cause for concern. It does create those inefficiencies and problems. Hence, we're saying that we've got the National Development Plan. Let our planning be premised on that. We can't have divergent policy issues outside this National Development Plan. So let us have a streamlined plan for all of us to implement so that we can leverage on the many voices, the many feet, and also the resources of government, both financial, technical, and regulatory resources that we have at our disposal.
And then a final question. Some parts of this chapter doesn't seem to square with the rest. If we potentially recognize that perhaps we have too much bureaucracy in terms of how we design the three levels of government, the cooperative model, that's very complicated, that I'm wondering whether the correct solution to too much bureaucracy is more bureaucracy. Because if we introduced in theory, I mean, it's not obviously fait accompli, a department for state policy and planning, then we're introducing new departments, we're creating new bureaucracy. Is that a sensible response? Some people are saying it is really just in order to have, I don't know, another potential new job for a comrade. Let's call him, for argument's sake, Brian Molefe.
But if you read the document in its totality, what you might actually see out of the whole thing is that we're actually talking about a leaner government, a leaner cabinet, so to speak, where certain functions that would determine outcomes are located at the central strategic center of power.
Mm.
And that would mean less people, actually, but more efficiency.
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
At the level at which I'm talking. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your generosity, Ayanda. I hope you can have a series of these conversations with you and your other colleagues as well in the weeks leading up to the conference.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your patience as well.
It is a pleasure. That was Ayanda Dlodlo, who's the chairperson of the Legislature and Governance Subcommittee of the ANC-NEC.